There are so many expressions in American English that sound pleasant, but are not. Face the music is a good example. When someone says they have to face the music, it does not mean they are going to a musical performance or concert. Facing the music means to accept the unpleasant results of an action. Americans often use the word face in this way. For example, I can't face another night of camping. It's cold and rainy. Or, in life, it is important to face your fears. Face used in this way is very common. But now back to facing the music. Imagine a friend asks you to take care of her beautiful red sports car. She gives you the keys and says, "Thanks so much for watching my car while I'm away. But please do not drive it. It is an extremely fast car, and you are not on the insurance." But you do not listen. You want to show off to some friends and pretend the car is yours. So you drive it around town one night. As bad luck would have it, you lose control of the car and drive it into a stop sign. The damage is severe. When your friend returns, you must tell her what you have done and face the music. The music here is the consequence or result of your actions. It could be losing her friendship, or paying for repairs to her sports car, or both. Whatever the music is, you must face it. Most Americans know the expression, face the music. It is more than 150 years old. As with many expressions, its history is not clear. In 1851, the writer James Fenimore Cooper reportedly explained face the music as a theatrical term. In a theater, the orchestra often sits in front of the stage. So actors come on stage facing the musicians. Many actors are very nervous, a condition called stage fright. They may want to run away. Face the music came to mean accepting stage fright and not surrendering to it. Word experts also say face the music may have come from the military. A soldier who did something terrible could be forced out of the horse cavalry. The army drummers would play a slow, sad beat. The soldier would be carried away, seated backward on a horse, and facing the music of the drums. Humiliating. There are other American expressions that mean the same thing as face the music. To take your medicine means to accept the results from something bad you have done. And if someone says, "You made your bed, now lie in it," they mean you created a bad situation and now you will experience the results. Or as we say in spoken American English, you must deal with it.